Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hi there, Bob Duca here with a listener letter. This one reads, Dear Mr. Duca, I am getting married on August 7th. I am getting a bit nervous about the wedding night. Any advice, thoughts, secret tips, or rituals? Time is of the essence. Sincerely, Andrew. Well, congratulations, Andrew. You're right to be nervous about your wedding night, as there are many, many, many things that can go wrong and or determine the success of your marriage. Make sure to carry out your new bride through the door on your wedding night. It's bad luck for a woman to stumble across the threshold of her nuptial dwellings. Also, make sure that there are no broken mirrors, left-handed Bibles, non-blessed dream catchers, and that the room has not been occupied by Armenians or the children of murder victims in the past 2 months. You'll want to stretch, as only vigorous and acrobatic lovemaking on your wedding night will ensure that your marriage will have the chance to be a healthy one and that the first home you purchase will not become haunted. If at all possible, get your crying done before you enter your honeymoon suite, as male tears on a bride's body is thought to cause female infidelity and groomal cuckoldry. On your wedding night, your lovemaking will be painful and bloody. One of the best-kept secrets about marriage is that regardless of your bride's virginity status, during the exchanging of vows, she will grow what is known as marriage hymen. This is a thick, almost impenetrable membrane that has the strength and consistency of trampoline rubber. Both you and your bride will be in agonizing pain and will require stitches. Finally, you'll need high-quality respirators, as you won't be able to breathe freely with all the sage you'll need to burn. That's right. For your marriage to have even the slightest chance of survival, you'll need to ward off evil spirits and bad vibes with lots and 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 also a lot of sage. Congratulations again, Andrew. May you and your bride find the love and happiness and companionship that many of us never had the chance to fully experience, even though they worked very hard at taking down their emotional barriers and making themselves open to both give and receive love. Good luck. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.